How and where people find their food is one of the many things upset by this pandemic. Disruptions in processing lines in the United States food system have left some shelves at the supermarket empty, and leading consumers in southern Illinois to reach out to local farmers in their community. Owners of small food hubs, farms, and producers, a part of community-supported agriculture, say business has increased, in some cases tripled, since the implementation of shelter-in-place orders and social distancing practices. Microbaker Angela Reinel and Five Hen Farms owner Andrew Banks are part of Little Egypt's Association of Farmers, also known as LEAF. They say one of the factors for the increased business is that LEAF's model is tailor-made for a pandemic. This is what Reinel, who runs her microbakery out of her own kitchen, had to say.
We have an option to deliver the whole order, or we have central pickup spots that we're kind of very carefully, you know, making sure everybody's masked and everybody is 6 feet apart and things like that. So this sort of seems like kind of a perfect model for this particular time that we're living in.
Similarly to how the Carbondale drive-through farmers market has become safer because it prevents people from being physically close to each other, local producers offer safe and secure ways to receive products by ordering online through LEAF or social media. Banks says another factor for the increased business in local food sales could be that national events like outbreaks and shortages have brought light to the nation's industrial food system.
You have people turning towards their local producers because they know the food is safer, they know that it's healthier for them and their families, and they also know that the people who are producing that food are appreciated and better taken care of than they are on a processing line where there's 3,000 employees.
While there has been an uptick in the demand for locally sourced food, it hasn't all been easy or relaxed. In Hearst, Roger Shuddick and his wife own Big Muddy Hogs and Big Muddy Food Hub. He says the food hub, which sells products from over 30 producers in the state, is busier than usual since the pandemic. Still, some costs for him have increased because restaurants who usually buy his hogs wholesale can't because they're closed. Instead, Shuddick must prepare to sell them at the food hub.
You know, never expected to have to change everything and sell everything from right here. So it's been kind of a challenge to do that because processing for retail sale is a little bit more than, you know, just selling a custom hog to somebody.
Despite challenges, there are a few spots for hope.
Hopefully the silver lining to this is we get away from the centralized food system that we're relying on now, because as we're witnessing, if there's a problem, it affects everybody in the nation.
As for whether Shuddick will start selling meat again to restaurants, he doesn't know. He says at this point there are more questions than answers, and that's how it is for Reinel and Banks too. When Reinel has a moment between being a mom, baking sourdough bread, boiling bagels, and lecturing courses online for Southern Illinois University Carbondale, she's thinking about what she'll do in the future if business persists.
One of the farmers I work with, she said it really well. Like, we've all figured out what kind of our edge or our limits are through this process. And I think kind of for me, I'm just going to work through this and find out what our new normal is and then decide if I'm going to expand in any way at all.
In contrast, Five Hen Farms has already been expanding since it was started by Banks and his wife, Sarah Newman, 10 years ago. Banks says he's in the process of building an on-farm store where people can come and buy directly from Five Hen Farms. He'll also be selling other local products sourced within 50 to 60 miles of his farm for those who don't have storefronts to sell on their own. He says he thinks day and night about how he'll keep business up after things settle down.
That's the big one for me right now is how do we continue this momentum? How do we keep these customers? Because a lot have been new. A lot have been people who just found us in the past 7 or 8 weeks.
Banks doesn't have an answer, but he says he has some ideas. For starters, the quality of local food is better. Shuddick says this is because local food producers deal directly with the consumer, and they can't have a successful business if the quality is bad.
Our reputation relies on the quality of what we produce. So I think people that'll find those products will get used to the quality and hopefully keep coming back to the smaller farms.
In the meantime, however, they say they'll want to wait to see what the world will look like in the next couple years. count their blessings, and continue to provide the essential materials for life, food. For WSIU, I'm Amelia Blakely.